prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 23 February 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. And if you, in case you wonder what happened last night, I wasn't on live. There was a little glitch there at the studio with Todd, and the internet was down. So last night was a rebroadcast for that reason and that reason alone. Nothing happened to me, just a glitch at the studio. Folks, technology is wonderful when it works. If it doesn't, things just fall apart. That's why we're not on live last night. Of course, we're here tonight live. We're going to bring up our guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Glenn Parnum, a gentleman that everybody looks forward to having on once a month. And I'm glad to do, because Glenn is a wealth of information in a lot of different areas. Before we go to Glenn, though, make mention that we are going to, Lord willing, have Bible study this weekend. Last weekend, it got nasty, and I mean the roads got slick with just enough snow to make them slick, and that's just the way it was. This weekend, supposed to be in the 50s. I think it'll be a fine day to have Bible study. Sunshine, hopefully, we'll have. So this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, you can join us live if you want to. The best way to do it, if you can do it, is go online and find our website, pastorbutch.com. Find where it says live stream and click on there at 10:30. There we shall be. Lord willing, nothing happens, we'll be there. Now, there are four different numbers you can listen to. Two at the Bible study. I'm not going to give them all to you tonight. But if you do want them, I'd love to have them here for you. If you call us Thursday in the office or call Lisa tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And call her. She'll have the list of four numbers so you can listen on to her Bible studies or listen to the radio broadcast even with those same numbers. Now, if you call in, there could be a 30-second delay, so be patient. You may have punched number one to get on, but it's there. And we'll be having Bible study, Lord willing, this coming weekend, Saturday, 10:30 a.m. And we're still offering this week, rest this month, the specials on the 90-page information packet on the Rothschild family, folks. If you want to know really some things behind the ruling elite, this 90-page document will help you understand sincerely how these people think and work. It's $20, not a giveaway price for something as big as a 90-page document. But folks, we have them here if you want them. 90 pages to end this week. Well, tomorrow night will be the last time I mention this. So I guess, yeah, tomorrow night. It's the last live broadcast on 8 o'clock at night. So if you want them, call us and let us know as soon as possible, because at the end of this month, we're going to quit offering that. Add the Mask to the Mark DVD. Folks, I cannot tell you what an important teaching it is. The ones that received it, understand this. From the Mask to the Mark is so vitally important. I went to a funeral Sunday for a dear, sweet lady who was 96 years old. I mean, that woman was on fire for the Lord. Every time you saw her, she's talking about Christ and what he did for her and testifying. But she went home and beat the Lord. Praise God for that. She now joined her husband. But out of 50 people or so, I'm guessing, Marsha and I were the only ones not wearing masks. The only ones. Even the preachers wore masks except when they spoke. That's how tight this beast system is tightening the noose. And right now, this was a trial run with this COVID-19 to see how many people they could control with fear. And the masses have complied. Christ's people won't. But the masses have complied. All those go to church doesn't mean they're Christ's people. Obviously not. 50 of them wore masks. Or thereabouts. Now, I tell you something. From the mask to the mark. DVDs recommended. You can get it on CD also. DVD for $10.50. I recommend you get it. Show it to your friends and family. Make copies of it. What are you going to do with it? And, of course, 2-for-1 special and REM sleep and tranquil still going on. And that's something I think is very important to get it while you can. The price is way down. At least 20-some dollars off the regular price, okay? So they're available. 2 bottles for the price, actually 1.5. So we have them here. And a prayer request. Keep a lady named Sandra in your prayers. She's doing okay. As far as I know, she's in fine health. But the lady, her son called the day of some very dear friends of mine in Pennsylvania. The son called and he said hi to me. He said, "Would you keep my mommy in prayer? She's going to have a baby." So I said, "I sure will." So Sandra, we ask people to pray for you and keep you strong and healthy having this child. And I think that's wonderful. I'm so thrilled for all of you. Now, we're going to bring our guest up, Glenn Parnum with International Health. And starting off this broadcast, I want to say this. I'm convinced, folks, even though the Bible tells us very clearly in Daniel and Revelation and other places that there's going to be a worldwide government run by what we would call the beast system, the people that go to church, some way or another, have been so blinded, they can't see that the COVID-19 was a test that was done worldwide in general, except for the most remotest places of the world. The major nations of this world fell in line with their government's edicts and worshiped the beast, so to speak, to follow the rules and lose their businesses, lose their jobs, lose their livelihoods altogether. The family separated, can't see each other. Moms and dads in hospitals or in nursing homes can't go see them. Grandma and grandpa dying by themselves. Because the beast said to fear, the world knelt down and feared as a whole. The called out ones didn't. But look around you, folks, and see how many people you see are not wearing masks. Those are definitely some of the called out ones. Pay attention to what they're saying. They may have some truth for you. Not all of them do, I'm sure. Not all of them are called out to follow Christ. But those who know Christ are not walking in fear. Glenn Parnum, are you there?
I am here, my brother. And this is going to be probably one of the most important shows we've ever done. And I want the listeners to get something to write with. You are not going to be able to keep track of everything I say. I've got articles that I'll send you. You could just, all you got to do, call me at my research office. And for those of you who have been listening to Pastor Butch, you know who I am. If we have new listeners, let me quickly say, okay, I'm the Director of Research and Development for International Health. I'm a research scientist, have been for 32 years, with advanced studies in 3 areas, clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and infectious diseases. And I've had a ministry called Biblical Health International for 28 years, used to travel every weekend, speaking to rather large groups of professing Christians. Most of them were Matthew 7 Christians, and we'll talk about that, showing them the reality of the world. And some accepted. I show them irrefutable evidence. Everything, and I'm 70 years old, everything we learned in school except 2 + 2 = 4 was a satanic lie. It has been our whole generation, okay? And it's very hard for prideful, arrogant Americans to accept the fact that they've been lied to and they bought it hook, line, and sinker. So, with that being said, and my personal number at my research office, I have hundreds of articles that I will use to back up what I'm saying tonight. I'll send you as many as you want, because we're going to talk about this fake pandemic. We're going to talk with Pastor Butch about masks, most importantly about this vaccine, what's it all about, and then an absolute wondrous breakthrough. See, God's never going to leave us defenseless. against the satanic onslaught. And my personal number at my research office, we're in Arizona, 480-429-0021. If you get the voicemail, because I do consultations 6 to 8 hours a day, I don't charge for them. If you're on any pharmaceutical medications and want to get off, I'll help you get off of them. Okay, and this new product I'm going to talk about tonight later on will help. It's the biggest breakthrough I've ever seen. Anyway, so what's going on? First of all, he mentioned the Rockefeller family, one of the most satanic, evil families on planet Earth.
And by the way, is the Rothschilds, Glenn, I'm sorry, the Rothschilds.
Well, Rothschilds,
same
Rockefellers,
bunch. Same
they're,
bunch.
All, they're all satanic. We call them the deep state. They're the satanic, bloodline, okay? I have the article from 10 years ago published by the Rockefeller Foundation that said, here's how we're going to bring down the last country standing in the way of our new world order, the United States. This was 10 years ago, 2010. They say, we're going to start with a fake pandemic. Then we'll shut down the businesses, and the United States will fall into our hands. So what happened? Fake pandemic. Now, is there a real virus? Yes. Is it killing people? Yep. Who's it killing? Children? Children don't even have the receptor sites in their sinus passages for this virus to get in. Why are the schools closed? That's part of the satanic plot. Shut down all the schools, dumb down the children even further, okay? Children, nobody young is dying from this virus. The only people dying are us old people, and they all have comorbidity. That means they have heart disease, cancer, diabetes, okay, other comorbidity, and they are killing us. They want everybody over 60 years of age dead because we're sucking on Social Security, not paying in anymore, and we have a death sentence on us. That's the people dying. You have a 99% recovery if you get this so-called coronavirus. It's a lie. It is a lie from the pit of hell. I can prove it. You now have thousands of doctors coming forward and saying it's the biggest scam ever perpetrated on the world. Now, understand, Christians, we are under the greatest satanic assault in the history of the world. God's word talks about it. The Christians are so ignorant, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is ignorance. It's not being stupid. If you want the answers to all of this, see, you have one job to do, two jobs. Get prepared. A wise man sees what's coming and prepares. A fool does nothing and suffers. Or the parable of the virgins. And we'll talk about what my inside sources have been telling me about what's coming. But you have nothing to fear from this virus. We have natural products that kill it. Okay? There is a Christian doctor, very prominent, out of Texas. I don't know if you heard about him, Pastor. Okay? He had never dealt with any COVID patients. He's a very prominent, award-winning doctor in Texas, Christian, just loves the Lord. And he was laying down for a nap in between his emergency room duty. God gave him a vision. He said, you will start to deal with COVID patients. Here's how you cure it. Cure it. There is it's a 25 or 30-year-old anti-inflammatory steroid, so safe it's used on newborn premature babies, called, butenamide. And God said, use that, have them nebulize it, use a baby aspirin to take care of any blood clotting, and for secondary infections, an antibiotic. And within a week, he started to see all these COVID-19 patients, because everybody going into the hospital is labeled with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And he started the combination of those three drugs I mentioned, completely safe, okay, about $50. And he actually has a website up now because he got flack. Oh, my God. Because he had people on respirators who were being told, the family was being told, they'll be dead within a couple of days. He got them off the respirator. He got them on this protocol of this anti-inflammatory steroid, butenamide, nebulizing it. He had 100% cure rate. People who were were going to die, walking out of the hospital within 4 or 5 days, completely cured. God's not going to leave us defenseless, okay? He has a website. Call me and I'll get the email to you, okay? Our natural products, our Super Silver products, I have double-blind studies proving this coronavirus is nothing. It's a common cold, flu. So who is it attacking? Comorbidity. Everybody who goes into the hospital has COVID. And, yep, there are people dying. Nobody under 60 is dying. They have a 99.8% recovery rate if you do get it. And have you noticed the word flu has been taken out of our vocabulary this year? It's all about fear. Fear, fear, fear. Oh, my God, what if we get COVID? Don't worry about it if you do. It's no big deal. Now, if you are overweight, older, got diabetes, got cancer, heart disease, you better get your immune system strong. You better quit eating McMaggot burgers and Kentucky Fried Cancer and Pizza Slut and all of these foods that are loaded with glyphosate, the Roundup Ready, as you're seeing ads all over TV. Oh, have you been exposed to Roundup and have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is blood cancer? Call our law office. There's 120,000 lawsuits against Monsanto and their parent company. Why are they still in business? Because they own the government. If this last election cycle didn't prove something to everybody, then you're asleep. The communists have taken over the United States. The United States is done. It will never be the same again. And they are doing everything they can right now to bring on hyperinflation, collapse the economy, and everything they say is a lie. The masks. Any of you idiots out there who submit to wearing a mask, you deserve whatever happens to you. And I don't want to sound unloving, but I am tired of you weak-kneed, pussified body of Christ. Okay, I do a lot of radio shows. I have for 25 years. So the consultations I do every day when people call in, okay, and I don't charge for my consultations. I'll get you well. I'll get you off of any medication that you're on, okay? But the weak-kneed people who call themselves Christians, like this funeral you went to, Pastor, yes. I would have gone up because I have a brochure from a company talks about the dangers of wearing a face mask with the scientific studies in it. And I would have been up to everyone, say, why are you wearing a mask? Do you really think a dime store mask is going to stop a viral infection any more than a chain link fence would stop mosquitoes? Are you ignorant or are you bordering on stupid? And what's the purpose for the mask? To cover up the face of God, to cut off our oxygen supply. Okay? When you wear a mask, your blood oxygen level plummets. You can test this with it's called an oximeter. You can buy them at any drugstore for about $35. And if you've ever been in the hospital or a doctor's office where they checked your blood pressure and then they put that thing on your finger, the thing on your finger is an oxymeter. It reads your blood oxygen level. You wear a mask and test your blood oxygen. So the mask is on purpose to create immune dysfunction, lower blood oxygen, okay? And the rates of lung cancer are exploding because you ignorant fools out there are wearing face masks, okay? If you wear a mask thinking that that's going to stop a virus, you've lost it. And I'll send you enough information. I could send you 100 emails from prominent doctors. See, doctors are finally speaking out on this. Now they're getting censored, okay? But you wear a mask, after this show, you're stupid. And you deserve whatever happens to you. And if you allow your children to wear a face mask, oh, my God almighty, what this is doing to the brains of children, you've got to keep your oxygen levels up. Now, I go to a hospital twice a week over here and do some teaching, okay? And when they saw what happened to their blood oxygen, right, this was at the very beginning of this, and I said, hey, you're all being forced to wear masks and all the Darth Vader hoods and all that. Anybody dizzy or feeling faint or just, you know, brain fog? And they all raised their hand, okay? And I said, put on an oximeter. See what your blood oxygen level is. They were upset. It's dangerous. My blood oxygen is always at 99 to 100 because we have a product that has been proven to raise the blood oxygen levels to the hemoglobin, okay? But if your blood oxygen level is anywhere near 90, 91, you're in trouble. Get the mask off. And if any of the businesses in your state force you to wear a mask, and if you have a smartphone, say, excuse me, I need to take your picture, and then you need to tell me your name and your badge number, because I'm going to add you to the class action lawsuit that I'm filing. Mark my word, you are going to see within probably 3 to 6 months as many ads on TV from law firms. If you were denied service for not wearing a mask, call our law firm. We're filing, the class action has been filed, okay? There is no law that says you have to wear a mask. And there's ways to get around it. And if they force you to wear a mask in the store with threat of denial of service, you can nail their butt to the wall. And I suggest you do that. And you let them know. Because when I go to the hospital to teach these classes, I don't wear a mask. And I'm accosted every time. Put a mask on. I said, why? I'm not going to wear your stupid mask. Go ahead. And here, just in case you're stupid, I mean, are you a doctor? Well, no. Oh, I see you're a specialist in infectious diseases. Well, no, I'm not. I am. 28 years. So here's a brochure for you to show you how stupid you are for wearing a mask. And don't push your stupidity on me or I'll sue your ass. And I'm... You know, I ask them with all due respect, do you know what you're talking about? Or are you just a sheep following the rules? Because everybody who goes into the hospital who dies, it's COVID.
It's true.
It's amazing. Doesn't matter what their diagnosis is. They can have cancer. They can have heart disease. They can, diabetes, whatever. They were going to die anyway, but when they die, the hospital makes tens of thousands of dollars by labeling as COVID. That's so don't fear. There is no necessary reason to have any fear of this. So the virus itself, it's real. Okay, the masks make you more susceptible. Let's talk about the vaccine quickly. Christians, you better, if you haven't read this, and I hope in the Bible study you're having, Pastor Butch, you talk about this. I have an article in front of me. COVID-19 mRNA shots are legally not even vaccines.
That's true.
They're irreversible gene therapy with no off switch. Do you hear what I'm saying, people? They're not even legally a vaccine. It changes the DNA of your blood. Now, do we serve a merciful God? Yep. How do we know? He should have destroyed the United States decades ago. With what is coming out, with the baby sacrifice and the abortions and the baby killing and the drinking of the blood for the adrenochrome and the absolute satanic ritual abuse that's been going on for decades at the highest level of our government and Hollywood and all that. But God's mercy is new every day. But there's a time in history, and you better read it. If you're a Christian, no, I brought up earlier Matthew 7. I consider that the most terrifying scripture in all of God's word. We've all read it. Many will come to me in that day and kind of scream out, Lord, Lord, didn't we do miracles in your name? We did all these wonderful things in your name. That means they were professing Christians. What does he say to them? I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, Torahlessness. The word can, when you do an etiology word study, it goes back to the, you rejected my Torah. Well, that's all Old Testament. That passed away. Excuse me. Out of the mouth of our Messiah, we call him Jesus Christ. That's not his name. It's Yahshua HaMashiach, Yahushua. But we'll just call him Jesus. Out of his mouth, he said, not one thing will be fulfilled until every jot and tittle is fulfilled. Jot and tittle of the first five books of the Bible, the instruction manual. And in Matthew 7, he says, because you rejected my nomia, nomia means instructions. It's not law. Okay? So the number of Christians I talk to who are sick and fat. Hey, do you eat pig? Well, all the time. I said, really? Even though God's word says don't eat pig? Well, that all passed away because of the vision Peter had in Acts 10. Are you friggin' kidding me? Can you read? Okay, they're so addicted to pig products. And I used to be. Baby back ribs, bacon, bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches, pork chops. It's the dirtiest, filthiest, disease-ridden animal. Every piece of pork that was tested, because China is dealing with four pandemics at the same time. One of them is an Ebola pig virus. 400 million pigs have had to be killed to try to get ahead of it. Anybody stupid enough to think that pig's not ending up in our food supply? All of the pig at Walmart was tested. It's 100% had a drug-resistant infection in it. You get it, you die. Okay? The health organizations worldwide, number one cause of cancer, eating pig. Oh, but I don't want to give up my pork chop. Okay, then don't expect God to answer your prayers. He can. He's sovereign. But you're in willful disobedience. You go ahead and eat pig. You'll look like a pig and you'll die like a pig. Okay? So, what's that got to do with the vaccine? Well, back in Genesis, why did God have to destroy the planet Earth back in Genesis? And it's outlined very clearly. Genesis 6, Satan was sending the fallen angels to have sex with women and creating the hybrid Nephilim giants. This was before the flood and after the flood. That's who the Jews encountered when they were going into the Promised Land. 12, 14, 15 foot tall giants. They were the Nephilim. And when you do an etiology word study, because the first time I read Noah and his family were perfect in their generations. What the heck does that mean? So I had to do a full word study. Noah and his family were the last eight people on planet Earth whose DNA had not been corrupted by the fallen angel bloodline. Satan was trying to corrupt the bloodline of the Messiah. And all of the other things that happened, men's hearts were evil thoughts all the time. That was all homosexuality. Everything that happened was because their blood had been contaminated. So God said, well, eight people left. We're going to start over again, wipe out the whole planet. Did Satan leave the planet? No, he's the god of this world. Okay, the number of Christians I talk to, when I ask them, who's the god of this world? Well, Jesus Christ. I said, what book are you reading? And do you even read it? Jesus Christ is the god of the universe, people. He's not the god of this world. Satan and his corporations run planet Earth. We are in their end game. And their end game, so Satan tried to change the DNA of mankind, and he had done it except for eight people. God wiped out the whole planet. Did Satan leave? No. Has he been trying to change our DNA for centuries? Yes. Genetically modified foods, vaccines with aborted baby cells in it, and now this new vaccine, it's not even a vaccine. I hear the music. We'll talk about
folks,
it when we get back.
A lot more. If you have any question this half hour, you can call us at 844-769-2944. You know, I'm not interrupting Glenn. He's doing too good a job. Any question you may have, you give us a call.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought three mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using three sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield.
Alrighty, folks, we're back tonight, and we are talking to Glenn Parnum, and I hope that you're paying attention to what he's saying. You know, I was talking to Glenn during the break there, as I shared with you all a few weeks ago when I got out of the hospital, and I was able to go back on the radio, how the Lord taught me things through every time I've been down physically, and I have been down physically, and everybody has from time to time. He's taught me a lesson through it. That's how sovereign our God is. And he taught me again not to fear death. Not to fear what man may do to me, but fear only who can destroy my soul in damnation. And once you receive that faith, and I'm doing a lesson this coming weekend in Bible study, Lord willing, learning how to trust and to obey. It's a learning process, folks. It's a learning process. But if you're growing in Christ, you're dying. Spiritually, you're dying. And once you overcome the fear, you become bolder in this world that you live in.
Absolutely.
You will speak the truth. You will tell the truth. You won't be afraid what man may do to you. No one enjoys persecution or prosecution. Christ didn't. But those who love Christ do not fear man. They simply do not fear man. And they don't fear a virus. That doesn't mean that we act foolishly. Folks, we have common sense enough to wash our hands and to clean up after ourselves. That is given us by our Creator. That's in the Bible, by the way. That's in the Bible to do that. But it is not something to fear a virus, that you be locked down your homes, lose your jobs, and have to wear a face diaper all the time. And even some places, they want you to wear it where you're at home. Now they want you to wear pantyhose over your head to extra seal that mask. I'm not making that up. That's true.
I know.
So this is where we are, folks. Where are you going to stand? Glenn, go ahead.
Well, and with the vaccine, let me make this very clear. You take the vaccine, you're going to die. Now, they're not reporting. Thousands of people a week are dying from taking the vaccine. Thousands! And tens of thousands neurological damage. So if you take the vaccine and change your DNA, here's what it does, okay? And I speak to you as an infectious disease expert with relationships with scientists all over the world. They're verifying this. Frontline doctors are coming out and talking about this. When you take this mRNA shot that changes your DNA, it completely wipes out your immune system. Totally. It's like knocking down the walls of Jericho. And let me guarantee you something. In 3 to 6 months, they are going to release another bioweapon, whatever it's going to be. They have bioweapons. Let me just guarantee you the technology they have. They could spray a city with chemtrails, and 99% of the people are dead within 48 hours. They have biological weapons developed by all the countries, and they're gene-specific. If they want to kill the Jews only, if they want to kill the Mexicans only, if they want to kill Italians, okay, they can do that. Gene specific. That's how deadly these are. But they're going to release another bioweapon, okay, because things are kind of calming down with this. you know, natural products are curing it. Now, the only people dying, again, are older people with comorbidity. So they've got to ramp this thing back up. Okay, now you have Ebola breaking out again in Africa and all these infectious diseases. We can fix all that. Anyway, what happens? The millions of people who are stupid enough to take a vaccine, when this next bioweapon is released, they will be dead within a matter of hours or days. So millions of people will die because they have no immune system, and that will be the excuse of the beast system. Look it, we are in the process right now of collapsing our economy with hyperinflation. The banks are even saying it. One of our customers is one of the largest farmers in the United States. And gee, if you haven't heard, who just became the largest owner of prime farmland in the United States? That satanic, God-hating baby killer, Bill Gates. He's now the largest owner of farmland in the United States. Yeah, I wonder what he knows. Gee, you control nations with oil, you control people with food, and God's word is very clear. Famines, you'll spend your whole day's wages on one meal. What's coming? Anyway, one of our clients is one of the largest farmers in the United States. He has a $100 million line of credit with the banks. They offered him $500 million. He loves the Lord. He didn't take it. But they have been asking him to sit in on board of director meetings at Bank of America and other banks. The guy's very prominent, okay, owns hundreds of farms. 6 weeks ago, and if you know anything about farming, you buy your seeds and fertilizer up front. You do the planting, then you pay back the bank from your harvest. So 6 weeks ago, I just talked to him the other day. He said, 6 weeks ago, I ordered up a couple $1 million worth of seed and fertilizer and stuff for, you know, dozens of my farms. Just called the other day to reorder for the next one. The price had gone up 50%.
Wow.
And he was told by the supplier, you've got to pay for it by tomorrow. You won't get it for a month, but if you don't pay by tomorrow, the price will be floating. Prices are going up like crazy, okay? If you tried to buy ammunition lately.
Oh.
I have
1,000 rounds, Glenn, of .223, a very common round, was $1,059,
shot. I have a very personal friend who owns a gun manufacturing business and a reloading company here in Arizona. He makes a lot of law enforcement stuff. A pound of powder used to be $25 to $50. It's now $100 if you can even get it. The primers, you can have the best bullet made in the world. Without the primer, it ain't going to go bang.
That's right.
3 months ago, it was $30 for 1,000 primers. Now it's $700. And they're back ordered for a year.
Wow, I did not know that. Wow.
Everything, food is going up, okay?
Now, I want to say this too, Glenn. I bought my younger son a handgun. He wanted a .22 revolver, so I bought him a Western-style .22 revolver, six-shot. But I tried to order it from different stores. They couldn't find it. They finally said, listen, our gun supplier sent us what list of the guns we have, and we slipped from there. No point in ordering it because they're not going to get it. It's not going to happen for who knows how long. I just happened to find one in stock at a nearby sporting goods store. If I hadn't, I couldn't have got what I wanted because they're back order that far behind.
The back order is unbelievable. Price of ammunition will double within 3 to 6 months. Okay? It's out of control. Food, water. So, what does God's word say? A wise man sees what's coming and prepares. So, if you don't have food and water stocked up, gee, maybe talk to somebody who was just in Texas. Oh, it can't happen here. The Texas thing was a weather warfare. If you don't think the deep state satanic beast system has weather control, that's another area that you're ignorant in. Texas basically was just punished because they are going to secede from the United States. They have their own grid. They have their own banking system. And when the government found out, okay, about it, they threatened them. They wouldn't let them turn up. Why they allowed this with the federal government saying you can't turn up your anything other than alternative, they knew it was going to freeze. They knew the windmills wouldn't work. Okay, I've got a video. What you spell on Dallas, or I'm sorry, on Texas? The snow? It's not even snow. I have videos of people taking a snowball, and they hold it with a kitchen utensil, put a candle under it. It won't even melt. They throw the snowball onto the top of a wooden stove. It doesn't melt. It was toxin chemicals. It is not, my sister who lives outside of Dallas had to move in with her daughter, had no power, and all the snow is gone now. It wasn't snow, and it has now poisoned all the land in Texas. Any crops that are grown in Texas will be poisoned. I have the video. Call me at my research office. I'll send it to you. Okay?
Give him the number.
480-429-0021. Just leave your name and number. I'll always call you back. Did you hear what DeSantis from Florida said to Biden and Fauci when they called?
Oh, yes. I like that.
I mean, I don't know if I would have used those exact words.
No, I don't.
But when Biden called up and threatened to cut off the air traffic into Florida, and then Fauci warned him. See, Florida's wide open. No mask mandates. The businesses are open.
Looks like South Dakota.
Well, yeah. Okay. And when he kept calling Biden Joe, he says, call me by President Biden. He says, you're not my president, and you can go F you yourself, and then hung up on him. Okay,
yep.
Literally said that. It's recorded. So you've got some states pushing back. Okay, so get prepared, people. And it's all based on resources. I understand that. Resources mean supply in your area and your economic capability. I talk to multimillionaires, and I talk to people expected to live on Social Security disability. You do the best you can with the resources that you have, but if you don't get prepared now, you are going to suffer. And this is not way down the road. We're talking hyper, and this farmer guy sat in at the board meetings, and they said the hyperinflationary spiral starts April 1st.
It's coming. It's coming.
Anymore.
Let's take a quick phone call real quick, Glenn. We're out of time.
Okay.
The folks get the number to call, Glenn.
About this.
Yeah. The number to call, Glenn, is 480-429-0021. 480-429-0021. Mick, come on in. I'll give you about a minute. We got a hustle. Go ahead.
Okay. How you doing, Butch?
Hey, doing pretty good.
Okay. Now, like I said, Babylon is dying. As I told him, Malachi 4, where God said, I'm going to destroy Babylon, and Esau Edom is going to rebuild it. Marry the people. Who do you think old Flossie is? He's one of these Edomites.
He's a Jesuit.
Like Bill Gates.
He's a scumbag Satanist. Yes. That's who's running this country. And that we are on the hit list. They want us gone.
Who's
anybody who doesn't realize that?
They're part of the Zionist.
Of course.
No, I mean, what family line?
Oh, probably Esau Edomites. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, of course. They're satanic.
No,
that's a synagogue of Satan. So, we know that, brother. We know that. Okay, and I'm sorry to cut you off. I got to talk about this new product. Our time is running out. Okay?
Good call, Mick. Appreciate it. Go ahead. Thank you.
Go ahead. Everybody's heard of CBD oil, okay? Hemp oil, okay? And medical marijuana, it's not the same thing, but understand. I mean, it's been around for years, okay? There's 800 companies, okay? I've been a great proponent. If it's grown properly, we have the only one right now with an absorption technology with a micro-sized molecule. It basically cures every disease known to mankind. And I'm not talking about medical marijuana. Medical marijuana has its place, like with cancer, but just as Satan does with any plant that comes from God. He used it as a gateway drug. I am a former drug addict and a drug pusher when I lived in Chicago. Major drug dealer with cocaine and marijuana, and that was what I call my BC days, before Christ got a hold of me. But I've been researching CBD, cannabidiol, for about 5-6 years. And it's interesting. Hemp, the hemp product, was such a threat to the big industrialists back in the late 20s and 30s. We're talking, it was the number one cash crop. You can make paper out of it. Our Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper. You can make the most beautiful cloth and fabric out of it. You can make fuel. You can make medicine.
And Henry Ford built an indestructible car out of it, too.
Exactly. So yes. It was a threat. So they did a movie in the 30s called Reefer Madness. It's still up on YouTube, showing that it was ridiculous. Every woman who smoked marijuana turned into a raving whore, prostitute, and every man who smoked it turned into a raping maniac. And the American population being dumbed down back then, they bought it. So they made it illegal. Thank God the research went overseas, primarily to Israel. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The God of the universe that you and I worship, he put nothing in the human body by accident. And we have different receptor sites in the body for hormones, the sex hormones that women have to have to get pregnant, and, insulin and other things like that. So we have receptor sites. What was discovered 30 years ago in Israel? There are more receptor sites in the human body for cannabidiols, CBD, than there are for hormones. Now, did they know what to think of it? No. But when you go back in history, we used to, as a world population, used to live on hemp food. Hemp protein is still the most nutritious protein on planet Earth. Nothing comes close to it. So we have all of these receptor sites in our body. When they're empty, virtually every disease known to mankind starts. That's why the CBD industry exploded. You have 800 companies who should not even be in business. They sell toxic poison. I've investigated every one of them, talked to most of the heads of the companies. There's only four or five who grow organically, certified non-GMO, okay? But then you have the problem of absorption. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So I get a call a couple of weeks ago. We want you on a conference call. About what? The greatest scientists and doctors in the world, there has been a major ever breakthrough on a CBD with human clinical trials. No other CBD in history has had human clinical trials. It's all been animal trials. This one, 8 years of research by the greatest research scientists and doctors. And see, there are some good people at the National Institutes of Health. Not all of them. Most of them are scumbag Satanists, just like the World Health Organization. Scumbag Satanists. But there are some good people. They did human studies on this CBD oil. I have some coming because the research on it blew me away. Now I'm going to try the product myself. Let me tell you about this product. And you as a diabetic, you know what A1C is, Pastor.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, deadly if it's too high. 150 milligrams a day lowers the A1C one full point. 60% reduction in anxiety. 50% reduction in inflammation. Every disease known to mankind is inflammation. Significant improvement in HDL. 91% reported better sleep. Significant reduction in pain, 86% absorption bioavailability. And then they kept doing what are called pharmacokinetic studies, 15 minutes onset of action. That means there's no other CBD oil that acts so fast. Within 15 minutes of taking it, you get the results. 46% bioavailability in a single dose within that time. Peak absorption within 30 minutes. 12-hour blood levels after a single dose. It stays in your body and heals and heals and heals and heals. And the report of what this is doing to people, not only for sleep, for pain, for inflammation, for diabetes, okay? See, that has all been known about CBD, okay? But you only had animal studies. Now, for the first time after 8 years. So if there is one product that is going... See, God is not going to leave us defenseless, people. And if you don't realize that by now, wake up. Proverbs 8, verse 12. I pray this every day. And for some reason, they only use these words in the King James. Proverbs 8, verse 12 says, pray for the knowledge of witty inventions. Now, I heard a pastor preach on this decades ago, and he said, if you're an inventor, if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, you want to pray this every day. What is a witty invention? Now, interesting words for a Bible that was written in 1600. What's a witty invention? That's a God-given, Holy Spirit-given product that, you know, is meant to help mankind. So I pray that every day. God, I don't care how I hear about it. I don't care if a scientist friend of mine calls me. I don't care if I hear about it on a radio show. I don't care how I hear about it. You're not going to leave us defenseless. Send me the knowledge of witty inventions, because my whole purpose of being on planet Earth right now is to help the body of Christ, because you have no idea. The average person doesn't have any idea how bad it's going to get. Now, the gospel means good news. And the worst that it gets, because we are under the worst satanic assault in the history of the world. Read Amen. What God's word says. But it has to happen, because, and the more things that happen where it seems it's a hell on earth, and it will be, that we're just closer to him splitting open the skies and coming back for us. It's not going to happen right away. We're getting, millions of us are going to have to physically die. So what? What in this world attracts anybody anymore? I agree.
By
one
way,
thing.
We're getting ready to take another phone call, but he dropped. He was going to go to Jim in
okay,
Georgia.
Jim
dropped. Okay, well, he dropped. That's okay. Jim, if you want to call back, hurry. You got about 5 minutes left. Again,
yep.
Folks, call Glenn at 480.
I'll get all this information to you.
429-0021. This is phenomenal, this news on the CBD.
Well,
I'm looking forward to trying some myself. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I've got some coming, because I sat and I was dumbfounded with what I heard. I mean, here I am. Yeah, I'm a research scientist, but the guys on the other end of the conference call make me look like a kindergarten teacher. I mean, the most famous research scientist in the world were on the other end of this line, and I'm just whispering to God, why am I here? Why little old me on the line with these? I mean, some of the names are legendary, okay? And they've been, because they got together and said, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. The criminality of the CBD industry, I talked to so many people, well, I tried it and it didn't work. Yeah, because you tried a crap product, okay? There's profiteering going on. They're using gasoline and methane and propane to extract the oil out of the marijuana plants. It's deadly. It's toxic. But these guys got together and said, we're going to do whatever is necessary. We're going to do human studies. This will enable people to get off of their medications so fast with no side effects, okay, cure, because God's not going to leave us defenseless. And trust me, the whole medical care system that we now know is collapsing in front of our eyes. I see it every week when I go over and I teach these classes over at the hospital. It's a big hospital here in Arizona. And the nurses, what they're telling me is scary as can be. The whole system will collapse. And what are you going to do? Because the only thing they're good for right now is trauma. But what they do is they handed out $4 trillion, not handed, sold $4 trillion of drugs last year without curing a disease. But the system is, when it goes into hyperinflationary, and if people don't know what that's like, look up the history of Weimar Republic in
that's
Germany.
Right. That's right.
And it's scary.
And more recently, look up Venezuela, what's happened there just
over
the last couple of years.
Zimbabwe and all that.
Yes, all through there.
Where you'll have, well, and in 6 weeks' time, the raw materials of one of the largest farmers in the United States doubled. What does that say is coming? They know. They use food. And hungry people are not polite. So understand. Call me. I will help you walk through what you're taking, what your diet, and how to fix. See, we've all been exposed to glyphosate. Glyphosate is the Roundup Ready that started to be sprayed on our food in 1975. Causes every disease known to mankind. The only ones the lawyers are going after right now is the blood cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It causes every disease. I have the list of the food. I have the list of the diseases. I have the list of how to detoxify your body and to heal what's called leaky gut. We all have leaky gut. You can't help it. We ate food for years before we knew that it was contaminated with glyphosate. That's okay. God's not going to leave us defenseless. And when we understand that, then, because we have to prepare to be good soldiers and warriors for Christ, because it's coming down to a spiritual warfare that you and I can't even imagine. We've talked about it for years. You're going to have your anniversary of 29 years as being a watchman on the wall on radio. That's all we can do. And you Christians listening, you have to tell your loved ones with the understanding, if they reject you, let them reject you. You've told them, if you know these things, if you call me and I send you all the articles you need to understand that the vaccine is deadly, that the masks are a joke, that the whole thing is a fraud, and then you know it and try to share it with a loved one, and if they reject you, if you don't share it with them, Ezekiel 33 says their blood is on your hands. So you share it with them. Here's the proof. Here's the independent articles talking about it. And if they reject it and don't want to do it, then you warned them, and their blood won't be on your hands. But if you know it and don't tell them, shame on you. That's all we can do, and it takes sometimes thick skin, because you don't want your loved ones to think you're a nutcase. So what? We're past that. And if you go to a church that forces you to wear a mask, leave. Tell the pastor why you're leaving, and he's a gutless, pussified pastor. I've said that to more than a few. And I would, if I had the thing to hang over the door, I would hang the sign Ichabod over the door. The spirit has departed. This is nothing more than a hireling, pussified, okay, pastor who won't stand up for the body of Christ. And leave. Take your money with you. Find a church that preaches the word of God and will not bow down to Caesar. Okay, so that's all we can do, is keep doing what you've been doing for 29 years. I've been doing it for 28 years, and I will continue to do it no matter what. And that's all we can do, Pastor. And,
that's right.
But again,
right.
People, please call me, and please take the excess money that you have. Get food, get water, especially water, and just read some of the stories of what the people in Texas
have. We are flat out of time.
All right,
contact number, folks, again, is 480-429-0021. And, Glenn, I want to try the product as soon as you get in, okay?
You betcha. I'll get some to you.
God bless you, friend. Talk to you soon. Folks, see you tomorrow night with Deborah Tavares. Don't miss it. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.